Are you still in the fence of creating a podcast for your wellness business? Because you're thinking or you're having second thoughts whether is this for you or will it help me grow my wellness business? If you are in that situation, well, this episode is for you. Because in this episode, we are going to talk about the three reasons why podcasting works so well for wellness business owners. And before that, I would just like to give you or to share with you a quick story of why I really advocate for wellness business owners to create their podcast. Because I've been in that situation. I've been a consumer of these wellness podcasters because I've been serving the wellness industry for a lot of years now. And I started out serving the Gutsy Health podcast. Well, if you have listened to my previous episodes, you know that I've been highly speaking about the Gutsy Health podcast. The Gutsy Health podcast is actually what helped me pivot in serving the wellness industry because they are talking about, you know, being a self-healing champion, you know, knowing the practical and tools that are within your reach for you to help yourself heal. And that was actually a knowledge or that was very new to me when I was first working with Janique and Tristan, the hosts of the Gutsy Health podcast. And during those times, I was still not aware of that because we have our own beliefs, right? We have our own cultural beliefs, you know, different beliefs based on your environment. And that was something new to me because we are used to, you know, when you are not feeling well, then you go to the doctor to have a checkup. Well, going to the doctor right now is still really helpful, right? But as we say, prevention is better than cure. So I was not aware that we have that kind of capability as human beings. And it's actually something that is so powerful within us. So when I started hearing these kinds of knowledge from the podcasters, wellness podcasters, that's also the time where I decided, oh, I would serve this industry because I know that a lot of people should hear this. Because through that podcast, I was able to make huge lifestyle changes. Like, for example, in the Philippines, we eat a lot of rice. We eat a lot of rice here in the Philippines. And it's something that since, you know, childhood was already ingrained with me. And it's really challenging to come to an understanding and to make yourself feel best even without eating rice. It can sound very shallow, but you know, when I get to understand that we are what we eat, we are what we absorb, the food we take on a daily basis helps us feel better or feel worse. That's also when I get to understand that I have to make huge lifestyle changes. And that's a proof for me. That was a proof for me that, you know, it's not lifestyle shifts, okay, such as that. It's not that easy to do, especially if it's ingrained with you since childhood, since it's part of our culture, eating rice. So yeah, but then hearing these podcasts really helped me make that mindset shift that I'll be fine. I'll be fine if I don't eat rice, if I don't eat grains in a day, if I don't eat rice in 3 days, if I eat, you know, whole foods, if I prioritize those kinds of healthier foods rather than, you know, me always eating a lot of rice. But right now, I still eat rice, but, you know, in moderation. And I know how to manage myself even more right now, and especially when it comes to food. Because back then, I didn't have any physical activities. I work at home, and that was one of the challenges that I had before. It came to a time wherein I was feeling, my body was feeling heavy, a lot, very heavy. And, you know, I feel different pain in my knees, back pain, because it was a sedentary lifestyle. I was not really moving because I work from home. I guess that's one of the challenges of working from home is a discipline of, you know, accepting that you have to add physical activities in your lifestyle. And that was a great podcast shows, health and wellness podcast shows have been a huge part of my journey in lifestyle changes. Because lifestyle changes, okay, let me go to the first reason why podcasting is so helpful for wellness entrepreneurs. Because first, it requires mindset shifts. Huge mindset shifts. And for me, mindset shifts are not easy. They're not easy. Especially if these mindset are already with you since you were a child. It requires a lot of, you know, unlearning and learning. It's not an overnight process. When it comes to podcasting, it's not just a one episode and then you're done. Your life is going to change. And plus the motivation to work on it, right? That's why this is the reason why I highly believe that when you listen to long form content rather than those snippets across social media, when you listen to podcast, long form podcast content, it's much better for you to understand the logic behind it, the reasons behind it. And when you get to understand something, when you get to understand your why and how to do it, and if you get this from long form content with the full context, right, rather than those snippets, it's much easier for you to adjust. Okay, so that's one of the reasons. If you are a wellness business owner and if you want to really make a change to the lives of the people you're serving, podcasting is a great platform. It's one of the ways and how you can help them understand a certain ideology or a certain idea behind the actions that you are encouraging them to do. Because if you visit my pages of the pages of Mental Health Agent Podcast, I have a content there. It's pinned at the top where it says, "Not all you see on social media is true." And that is a fact for me because, of course, if those are only snippets, people tend to add different perspectives on it, different opinions on it without even listening to the long-form content. But if you have this long-form content that allows you to explain a certain idea behind something that you're advocating for, it's much easier for those people to understand and to act upon it. And that's my first reason. You're helping them create those mindset shifts that will help them take the action towards lifestyle changes, huge lifestyle changes. All right? Many steps to huge lifestyle changes. And then the second one that I know is a big help when it comes to, you know, lifestyle changes, particularly for wellness business owners, is that it helps people to find the community that is aligned with them. Because when it comes to mindset shifts, of course, you're going to unlearn beliefs that you had since you were a child, right? Old beliefs that have been with you for the longest time. It's not easy. It's not easy. And if, say, for example, within your family, you are the first to do this and you don't have like a guide, right? You don't have a pattern to follow because you're the first who's doing this. It can be a push and pull scenario, right? Because you don't have support. Am I gonna do it? Oh, I shouldn't do it. Am I gonna do it? No, I should do it. But if you have a community, if you give them the community to support them through the long form content, or if you have like a destination after each episode where you can nurture them further, you're allowing them to be a part of a community wherein this lifestyle changes happen. And that's a huge help because you know, as human beings, we are wired to be connected, especially if you're undergoing through mindset shifts, you know, unlearning certain beliefs that are not aligned with you anymore right now. And that's a huge help for the community, for the people you're helping to change lives. Okay, so that's the second one. And then the last one is you're helping. Now, when it comes to business-wise, all right, you're actually helping your target audiences or your listeners build good relationship with you. Trust, you know, helping them know what values you have, what goals you have for your target audiences, so they can consciously choose. You can empower them to choose which provider they are going to choose for whatever problem they have to solve, right? So because you know, with whatever is being offered right now online, I believe that a lot of people are doing that as well. But one thing that can help you or can separate you from other providers is your values, your goals, your authenticity, how you interact, you being a genuine person, right? So with long-form content, such as podcasts, you're allowing them to experience the real you. Since this is a long-form content, compared to the snippets that we see across social media platforms, it allows you, or it allows the listeners, to experience you. The way you talk, the way you empathize, right? The way you make them feel safe, the way you make them feel heard, and also the way you nurture, because especially if you're offering service, right, coaching services, okay, so those are the type of services, coaching services, mentoring, being a guide, those are the kind of services that wherein you have to nurture your clients, right? Wherein they have to feel that they're being taken care of. Not only with services, but also with products. So that's why I believe that podcasting is a great platform that will help you step up your game, that will help you grow your business. Again, because these are the things that a lot of people don't realize that are some people, okay, that don't realize that these kinds of content exist. And with these kinds of content, you are allowing them to see a preview of you, how you are as a person. And I think that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's the most valuable thing, because we are all human beings, right? We offer different things, but at the end of the day, we are all human beings. So you're allowing them to see the human side of you, even though you are their mentor, their coach, you still have this human side of you. This is where you can share your stories, your commonalities. Why did you choose to serve these types of target audiences or this group of people? Why did you decide to choose coaching services over other services? This a platform where you can tell your story. And aside from that, okay, I have already shared three things. The first one is it helps with mindset shifts. Second one is you are providing community and support. And then third one is it allows you to build relationship, trust with your target audiences. But okay, there's a bonus that I want to give or that I want to share in this podcast. If you're creating a long-form content, you're also allowing yourself to be visible, and to build authority while you're also taking a rest, okay? Because when you create long-form content, you can repurpose that into snippets, into bite-sized content that you can publish across social media platforms, which allows you then to be visible and build authority. I have been mentioning snippets a while ago, right? And I've been comparing long-form content to snippets. I am for long-form content, but also we are still using snippets. We're also using repurposed content to gain attention and to bring them to long-form content, long-form pieces of content. Okay? But again, we don't want to rely only on those short-form pieces of content. It's a great help. That's what we help our clients with, to create snippets, and we publish them across social media platforms, because you have to meet where your audience are at. Okay, if they are on Instagram, then you should also be visible there. That's why, you know, if you have a long form content, it'll definitely help you save a lot of time in introducing yourself online. Right? So yeah, it helps you save time. It takes off the pressure about what content you're going to publish, since you already have your long form. You can cut them out. You can publish them across social media platforms, and then you're visible. Right? So yeah, those are the three reasons why podcasting works so well for business entrepreneurs or for business owners. And a bonus, wherein it allows you to save time in being visible and building authority online. And if you need help in creating a podcast or repurposing your podcast content, just go to podguy.com, book a call there so we can talk how we can help you out with that. Yeah, and just to end this episode, I just want to, you know, thank the wellness business owners. Because of what you do, you're helping a lot of people. You're helping a lot of people change their lives. And I'm one of those. I really love, you know, content that speaks about empowering oneself and releasing, you know, or unleashing the power within that we have. We have the capability to heal ourselves. We have the capability to take care of ourselves, because if we don't, we are just giving our power away. So this is, you know, one of my advocacies. That's why I decided to help out more wellness entrepreneurs or more wellness business owners to boost their business through podcasting, is because I believe that a lot of people need to hear you. They need to hear you. Huge lifestyle changes. The lifestyle changes that I have made in my life, you know, being physically active, being more intentional with the food that I eat, with doing meditation, you know, knowing how to process my emotions, and also knowing how to manage my thoughts and emotions. Those are, you know, really, it sounds simple. If I was not in the wellness industry, I would just think of this very lightly. But, you know, because I have experienced that, I've been through it, and until now I'm still practicing. I haven't mastered that yet. I consider myself still as a newbie in these kinds of lifestyle changes, but, you know, it has helped me a lot. It actually saved me. So thank you so much for doing what you do. I encourage you to do more of that, because you're helping a lot of people. And yeah, that's my episode for today. And I hope that, I hope to talk to you soon, guys. And I hope to hear more of your wellness content in the future. Have a great day. Happy New Year, by the way. Bye.